Okay, we'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for August 20th, 2024. We'll start with the pledge. If all would rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to our meeting. We'll open it up for public comments. Let everybody rush the stage. I guess not. We'll give it another 30 seconds in case somebody does walk through the door here. All right, we'll move on then to the agenda review and adoption. If there's anything anybody wants to add or subtract from the agenda, otherwise I'd look for a motion to approve as written.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Agenda is approved. Look now for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Christoph, you are in the hot seat. You just say your name and who you're with for our listening audience.
This is my motion. I'm the Mayor Peter Cheney, City Attorney's Office, City of Hamburg.
Excellent. Thank you. So, Council, the reason we asked Christoph to be here tonight is, you know, we've been trying to get that deed filed for the property in the center of town. I've been informed that it's all done and is all in good order, but obviously we had a little bit of delay. So I don't know, Christoph, if you just want to start off and kind of give us a little 411 on the delay part of it, and then we may have some questions in regards to that.
Sure. So I guess, and you know, as a general outline of events, the settlement agreement with the Trebishes was approved. Apologize, I have the notes because I wasn't involved in that part of this. At the end of November in 2023, through December, there was back and forth with the Trebishes on and the council for the Trebishes about the proposed easement that went along with the deed exchange. Throughout January, there was communication to the Trebishes and went to Trebishes Council in an attempt to finalize those documents. January 29th, Trebishes Council responded, indicating that he would circulate a proposed amended easement and deeds. We eventually got the deeds back from Council for the Trebishes on March 5th. And the city executed the deeds around that time too in March. Eventually we started to move to record those deeds. I spoke with the county recorder's office at the beginning of May. When they were reviewing those documents, they initially thought that there should have been a petition to combine the parcels because, and this is getting into the bulk of the reason why the deeds weren't filed immediately, was because the legal description in the deeds, as they were drafted by the survey who prepared the legal description, had what essentially is called an exception. When you describe a property, you describe calls starting from a certain point, and then you follow along a certain number of feet, and then right or this angle on a certain number of feet. And it described essentially the entire parcel along Railroad Street, including there's essentially three parcels. Or I should say it's separate parcel identification number plat parcels of record with the county. So there's the gas station parcel there. There's another parcel. And then there was the parcel that the city was getting a portion of pursuant to the settlement. And the three other parcels, or I should say that the two other parcels, which contained three different legal descriptions, the gas station parcel and the other parcel along there. In the last deed of record, there was two what you call exceptions. So they described the entire parcel and they accepted out those other parcels because they're not actually part of the land that was being conveyed there. The legal description that was prepared by the surveyor only had two of those exceptions. And so there was part of the land that wasn't part of the same parcel identification number for the county's records was included in the language in the conveyance. And so the county thought that there should have been an application to combine those parcels. We attempted to communicate with the county to say, well, there was, there's not an intent to combine those. How do we go ahead with recording them without filing an application to combine? we thought that maybe there was a miscommunication, misunderstanding with the county recorder's office as to what the legal description said. Rachel Holland in our office as a real estate expert. So she eventually took over trying to communicate with the county about that. Ultimately, we determined that we could amend the legal description by adding in the existing exception that was missing from the legal description as opposed to the last deed of record. And in order to basically make that amendment, we reached out to counsel for the Trebishes, asking them to approve amending the legal description. We asked the counsel for the Trebishes on July 7th whether he would approve those amended legal descriptions August 8th. He approved them, and then on August 8th, we filed the deed for recording. The county recorder's office rejected it because the taxes on the parcel hadn't been paid. Ultimately, we paid the taxes on the parcel in order to get the county to approve the filing. And then on August 14th, we filed the deed again. And on August 15th, they were recorded and accepted. So that was a long explanation of the timeline. Do you have any particular questions or areas where you'd like me to go back to?
I think the big question that I have, and council may echo this as well, in staff, is the extra exception, as is now noted. How did we miss that in the first go around?
And to be honest, that happened before. The deed drafting happened before I was involved, and so I wasn't part of the process of negotiating or getting the legal description created. The legal description was created by a surveyor, and that survey was commissioned by the Council for the Trebishes. So I don't know what instructions the Council for the Trebishes gave to the surveyor as to what should be or shouldn't be included in the parcel description. But ultimately, during the deed drafting, the Council for the Trebishes reviewed those deeds. We reviewed those deeds. Also, Jason Kabushek, who represented the city in the litigation, also reviewed the deed. And I don't know what the process of drafting that is. If I had to venture a guess, I would say that it's probably over reliance on the product of a surveyor. Trusting that they did exactly what they were asked to do, and the surveyor that was used is a very good surveyor. So I don't know if it was perhaps a miscommunication with the Trebishes, counsel for the Trebishes, as to what should or shouldn't have been included in that legal description. But that ultimately seems, from my perspective, to be the source of the confusion for that. Is probably a miscommunication somewhere between us as we were drafting the deed and Councilman Trebisch's as they were preparing the legal description.
Council, any questions?
So Christoph, with that, to kind of sum up that, so would it be safe to say that the legal description from the survey was missing extra exemptions that the county had on file?
Correct. Yeah. When the, in the description, there was three of the existing deed of record, there was three exceptions.
Okay.
In the deed that the surveyor prepared.
From existing deed, I could say then.
There were two in the legal description provided by the surveyor. And without the extra legal description in there, then it, from the county's perspective, appeared to be that two of the parcels, the tax parcels, would have needed to have been combined. And they required an additional application to go with that. And so the additional effort that we put in, keep trying to communicate and resolve this, what we thought was a misunderstanding with the county recorder's office, was put in as an effort to try to avoid going back through a lengthy back and forth with the council for the Trebisch's, because we thought it was perhaps a miscommunication between us and the recorder's office. And because of the amount of time that it had taken last time we tried to communicate with council for the Trebisch's, we had thought that communicating with the county was probably going to be our more productive option. But as it turned out, we needed the council for the Trebisch's to become involved again anyway.
Do we have record of what the instruction was to the surveyor in regards to how they should have written the legal description?
I'm not aware that we do. Because that it was ordered by the Trebisch's council. I'm not aware from our file that we have a copy of what was requested. But if we do, I will look in the file and find it, and I can send it to the city.
That would be appreciable. And then with this newfound lack of exception that was to be on the legal, about how many hours would you say that cost the city in legal fees in regards to getting that corrected?
I guess I would have to go back and review our timekeeping records to say I probably spent maybe an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe communicating with the county recorder's office, Rachel Holland from my office. Probably spent 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe speaking to Pat Neaton, the Trebisch's counsel, and Matt McDougall also tried to communicate, tried to email and call with Pat Neaton as well. So probably somewhere between 6 and 10 hours.
Okay. Council, any additional questions? Otherwise, I have my questions answered.
Just one other thing I want to touch base on too is in order to get this filed, the city had to pay the taxes on the property to get it filed. And I hope there is no objection from council and, me making that decision since it was, what was it, $130?
It was $181.
$181. Just where I was coming from is how much longer would this have got dragged out over $181?
100%.
Of just paying the taxes versus paying the attorneys to get them to pay. I figured the $181 is going to be cheaper than the legal fees we're going to incur to try to get them the taxes paid. So just wanted to make council aware that I did send you an email on it so you were aware of it. But yep. I just don't want council or the citizens or anyone to feel, I outstepped my bounds.
No, we didn't.
No, I think that was a wise decision. I don't think that needed an extra council decision or process to go through in that. Well, any other questions? Otherwise, we'll let Christoph get back to enjoy the nice evening before we turn into hot weather.
Yeah. No, nothing here. Thank you very much for the explanation. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Thanks, Christoph.
Thank you for having me. Okay, we'll move on then to public nuisance violations.
Okay, everybody's favorite. All right, so I have seen a lot of progress, so that's good. I mean, here you can see this is 679 Park. He has taken care of the weeds and kind of organized his scrap or whatever you want to call it. That's kind of where they're took care of the weeds, kind of organized things. I mean, I still think, I mean, if there's no use for some of these things, I don't know what's all on them trailers. I think the snowmobiles.
Yeah. As long as the trailer, if I remember ordinance correctly, as long as the trailer is licensed.
Yeah, and he's
whatever's on the trailer can
he's got it set up where I can't see that.
So I'll have to take out the word that right. They are licensed.
Yeah. Well, that's his property. Here, like I just kind of singled out this thing. I don't know if it even works. What is that? An old bobcat, I think.
Yeah.
And if it don't work, it would be nice if we get rid of it. Otherwise, it's just gonna be another thing lined up in back. So here's Howe's property. So they've cleaned up quite a bit. But the only thing kind of out was the snow blower. He's got two boats. I mean, technically, could just have him move that boat. It should be on the side, not in the front yard. That was the only thing I seen there. The other thing is it's hard with Howe's to find another. Yeah, there it was. Sorry. Is here is, I don't know, it's stashed in that back there, wheelbarrow, and I don't know what this is, lawnmower, you know, some of these things. But what I've gotten complaints mostly about the neighbors is the fact, as you can see, that kind of his whole property is has all these vines growing on the fence. It's not nicely kept. The yard is backyard, I've been told, is just weedy. It's not really grass. But I don't know what we, I mean, our ordinance doesn't say you got to have 45% ryegrass and 36% bluegrass. And, you know, so it's kind of,
yeah.
We just kind of go by height and weeds. Well, like I said, the good thing, like here, this is 410 Sophia. That barrel's gone. This is kind of nicely organized now. I mean, he's kind of got everything nicely organized. He has some tires out here that you can kind of see, but it's way better than what it was. The Menanzi cleaned it up, but he's still got, like, you know, four cars and his trailer home and a fish house, and that's on a vacant lot. That's kind of what we got for there. If you want to see what it was like before, we can give you a quick rundown on that.
Council, any thoughts on any of those properties as far as the next steps, or do we say that they're good for now and just keep an eye on them?
Just for now, keep an eye on them.
We're not asking for much, just progress.
So like there, you can see Graham's, he got rid of all that, organized that, looks better. Brian, depends on the day. There you can see move the boat from here to, you know, over here. And, you know, got rid of all this and kind of, you know, clean that up from before at house. Proskins too, he got rid of a lot of this stuff. He's just got a few of these loose items here. And then Chadwick's there, you can see, you know, they did get the weeds and snowmobiles put on a trailer. Definitely neater than what it was. And this was Minahan's before, and now it has more vehicles.
I think that's an everything rotation.
I know. He said he is getting rid of one of his vehicles, though. He did tell me today, so. I think that must be the one on the trailer. So.
Well, there's no.
If there's no issues, I'll just kind of continue to monitor it or wait till if I hear anything from neighbors, then we'll address it.
Yep, sounds good.
Sounds good.
We'll move on then to park incidents, July 13th and 15th of 2024.
Okay, so today was the hearing for one of the juveniles. And I haven't heard the outcome from that, but what they do is when we're a victim to a crime, I'll send you a victim impact statement. So I did fill that out, basically requesting that what we would like to see, our outcome is that probation and restitution, you know, that we'd get back to whatever damage they did. So, and I also did tell them that we would like to be informed of, you know, the findings in the case. So once I hear something, I'll let you know. So that's where we're at. The one other thing I got to inquire on, I know there were two juveniles, and I've only gotten for one of them. So I don't know if they're only going after the one juvenile or not. That's what I'm waiting to find out on.
Sounds good. Any questions from council?
Nope.
Okay. Move on then to the 2024 street project approval from Brad.
Yeah, so all there is we're asking, kind of probably like most construction companies, they've fallen behind with all the rain this year. So Miller's is still kind of hoping to maybe get it done by the end of this month, but they did ask for a 30-day extension. So basically what we would look for tonight is to approve change order one.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, look for a motion to approve the change order number one for the 2024 street project approved on Brad.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve change order number one for the 2024 street improvement on Brad Street.
Second it.
Moving seconded to approve change order number one for the 2024 street improvement project on Brad. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to the city account on social
media. Just to back up quick, Chris, curb replacement.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I had a few citizens call me and say, since we're redoing Brad Street, if it would benefit the city to look at some replacing curbs in other areas of town. And mainly what we'd be looking at is just replacing some corner areas where the plow has taken some big chunks out. So I said I would run it by council to see if that's something we want to look at. If you okay with that, we can move forward. The thought process would be is me or Jason go around, take some pictures of a few of the areas, submit it to SEH to see roughly what the estimate would be to add that as another as a change order to the project, and then get that curb done at the same time while we have the curb people in town.
I would say I'd go ahead and do it.
And we don't have to, we can always look at the estimate.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. So. And the thought process would be to see how much is it and what are we looking at? What's it going to add to the project? And then we can decide if we want to go with it, we can do a change order.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes good sense.
Okay. We can do that.
Now we'll move on to the city account on social media.
Okay, just to give you an idea, haven't had nobody else comment, but I've tried to get it where we could try to turn the comments up. I haven't been able to figure it out how I can do it, and I don't know. What's that?
Now you say something.
Me and Chris tried for 20 minutes, and I tried for half hour before that to... All right, you show me tomorrow then.
Yeah, wouldn't even know where to start.
All right.
Now he speaks up.
Well, the whole thing was I thought maybe we just couldn't do it because it's a public page. Because like Chris can do it with the baseball club. And then he says, do this, that. And I said, I don't have them options. So hopefully Jason's got the answer then.
Okay.
Find out tomorrow.
All right, move on then to the ESST for the employee handbook.
Yeah, so that's the extra sick and safe time. We met with personnel committee, and the agreement was is that whatever we currently had in the handbook before ESST became a thing, that would basically make us, that we would make our ESST. I mean, I think it's the easiest way to do it. Avoid the what we talked about last meeting about paying out or trying to track both just doesn't make sense to me, because what the city had offered before this came out is more than what the ESST requires, so there shouldn't be any reason why we can't use what we currently had in our handbook as ESST sick time all as one.
But I mean, lawyers are going over the fine tooth,
right, just to make sure we can do that. So yeah, okay. Once I have that, then I'll bring that to the council for approval.
Perfect.
All right, move on then to these old generator bid ceilings. How many bids we get?
We received one bid from 212 Equipment for $1,250. So I would ask for a motion to approve the bid to 212 Equipment.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the bid to 212 Equipment for the old
generator. Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the bid to 212 Equipment for the old generator. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Sold. Move on then to new city business, the Carver County Aging Population Annual Meeting.
Yeah, so this is... I had Emmanuel come out from Carver County. We had a nice talk. I sent you an email with his follow-up. And I plan on attending September 6th out at the Arboretum about kind of do some brainstorming on the big thing is like what we can do for the aging population in our area. As we talked, was it last meeting? Or was it two meetings ago?
Might have been two,
where we talked about how the Lions did their survey about thing. So my thought process, go here, kind of try to get some ideas of what other cities are doing, and then maybe work with the county on maybe implementing some things, even if it's just maybe opening up the hall for coffee hour for people to socialize. Because what we talked about were a lot of things people have talked about. They like to have a little coffee shop or something for us. I mean, it's the younger people use their phones, you know, like, a lot of the elderly like to get together and talk about what's going on in life and whatever. But and then just any other things that maybe we could do where we open the hall where for a few hours or something, or cards or whatever, just so there's some activities or something for the aging population to do. So yeah, and hopefully I'll be able to report back at next meeting what I found out at that meeting, and then maybe start kicking off something working with the county to try to see if we can't put some things in place and look at maybe getting grants for some things too. So.
Next item, new business is Butchery Items, Archering the Pond. Do we have a vermin issue out there?
No. So... me and Jason sat down today and started kicking off budget items. So come next meeting, I'll present you with the first draft, you know, and then we'll have another meeting and another meeting for the budget. So hopefully by the end of next week, I'll have an idea of where we're at. I'll send you the budget list when we kind of fine tuned it today. And then along with that, so when I send that to you, if you have any other things you would like added to that, let me know. And then it gives us time because we got to end of September to set our preliminary budget. So, but I want to kick it off now. So, you know, we got a good 6 weeks here to get this, you know, buttoned down. And then as we were talking with that, one of the things we were talking, like a hockey rink, you know, permanent hockey rink, which was one of the wish list items, / pickleball court, if we could do that inside it or something, or, you know, those type things. And then we've talked about an archery range in the past. Well, and our thought was, so we started brainstorming on that, and we kind of thought, you know, out at the ponds would be a good spot for that. Because it's out of town, kind of out more in the open versus having it in town. You know, because at first we were like, oh, we could do it in the park. Well, I'm like, yeah, but then you got Jimmy over there is hitting balls and, you know, someone's out there shooting arrows. Someone might be like, what in the, you know. So we just kind of brainstormed where we could put it. And kind of the conclusion we came thought was out at the ponds, creating a separate fenced-in area where you could have an archery range. And I know, I think Jason thought Belle Plaine has one. So we thought, too, maybe, you know, if we were to move forward with it, we would kind of see what Belle Plaine had. I can check on what the additional insurance would be for that, and then look at Belle Plaine, too, to see what their rules and regulations are, because I'm sure they probably got something posted, you know.
And this is something you said should or?
Yeah, because it'd be anything that's for active, you know, for staying active, being active.
Does that say anything about staying in town?
Good question. We didn't think of that one. But we can, but it's, yeah, it's our property, so.
Yeah, but I don't know if they have some stipulation in there.
Yeah.
And then the additional fenced-in area, that would be to obviously not create a liability with the ponds in there.
Well, yeah,
we need a fence around ponds, so you want that around the archery thing, so if the archery pond in the fence, I don't think. It's just
creating a barrier from accessing the pond.
Yeah, that would be a liability if we didn't do something there. It's relevant to that. I just didn't know if there was a fence for the archery range or there was a fence for the fence in the pond.
So just again, hard to believe it's that time of year again already. Start thinking of next year's budget. So. Put on the caps and start thinking of items. I mean, like we said, knock on wood. I mean, the other nice thing is Jason and Kurt kind of basically put together a spreadsheet of all the equipment we have for water and sewer. So I've been working with them too on that, updating that when everything was installed, when it should be replaced, and some cost estimates. I mean, because one thing we got to think of, that plant is 20 years old. It's getting to that turnaround point, right? Like you own a house, right? You know, it's like 20 years, need a new roof, need a new furnace, need new, right? So we've started working on that, and Jason and Kurt put that all together. And I went back through QuickBooks to see when we did some of these things. We could record it, put a life expectancy on it, and then a kind of a number to it too. So we kind of have a, you know, a capital outlook plan for water and sewer. So that way we can try to avoid, oh, we need a new grinder station. It'll be $90,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll help with grant writing and stuff like that too.
Yeah. And I'm going to reach out for the ponds for a few things on if there's any grants out there with Grant Match for the pond projects.
So if you have any ideas on something that we want to look at as being possibly in the budget for next year, get those ideas to Jeremy. And then again, like we've all been through before, we'll go through it and put everything on the wall and then start peeling it away. Excellent. So now we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
Couple things I have is we'll get the newsletter again this week for the month. Since Labor Day falls on the normal day that I would have mayors in time, we'll just be skipping it for September. And when you guys get a chance and you're in the Midtown area, I had talked with Jeremy a little bit about this, is possibly maybe looking at since now the property is all ours, you know, from the where the wall is to the south, is maybe part of that property we could cut the curb down, maybe throw some rock or something in there so we can get some off-street parking. Because, you know, I mean, we all know we don't have off-street parking hardly anywhere. So it was just a thought.
And that's on our wish list.
Okay.
The only problem we run into, do you ever look? What? I did.
But the only problem is there's that telephone.
The telephone pole there.
Right.
And it's the only problem.
The only thing. My thought around that was, is we wouldn't make that a continuous. Like we wouldn't continue it. There would be a break. Maybe we have a buffer break and then we continue it further down to alleviate that problem. Exactly. But because I was looking at the way the trees are placed, and that might be an issue because I don't want to necessarily lose the trees. But
I know we talk. Is there any wires on that pole or is there? There is. Yeah. Dang it. It's the other one that we're having them take down.
Are those all ash trees?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm not an arborist.
Yeah, yeah.
I
thought they
were trees. And if they are,
yeah.
Well, yeah, they're gone anyway.
Yeah. And then the other fact that the stop sign's there, we might need to have a buffer anyway for the stop sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well, that's all I have.
Where's the closet?
What's that?
The closet.
Oh, yes. Yes. So the Lions have asked me and then asked essentially the city too, the cloakroom that's at the hall. I don't know how often it gets used, you know, in this day and age. I know obviously back in the day, it probably was a huge item to use. So there are a couple of grills that we have up there from time to time for different events. And then also the bingo machine still is on the upstairs on the stage. So the thought was if the Lions could cordon off maybe a portion of the cloakroom and we put a lock on the door, then we could store that stuff in there versus having to take it all the way downstairs. Because otherwise we'd have to find some place downstairs to store it to.
Does anybody know? I don't apologize. It's one of those things. If I am up there, I don't pay attention to that. I don't know if anybody has. Do many people use coat room anymore?
I don't know. I don't even know where it is. That's when you walk in.
Well, I know what it is, but I don't even know what it's called. It's on its own.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'd be winter, so that would. Mm-hmm. So I guess figure out whatever what you size. Feel the Lions would need.
Okay.
Because what we got in our budget list too is to go over them floors.
Okay.
But we would want to build the dividing wall or whatever mm-hmm. before we did the floors. We don't want to put that wall on them floors.
Yeah.
Because we just do the free floating floors. Do like some luxury vinyl planking in there, which would look nice and just go over it. We don't want to remove that floor because I'm about 90% sure it's asbestos.
Right.
So we'd want to just go over that and not disturb it and not have that huge cleanup cost.
Mm-hmm. I'll have the Lions determine roughly how much, but how much space are they looking to ask from us? So that's all I have. Thanks, Jason. I didn't ask you for that, but you reminded me.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
Have anything or?
Oh.
Yeah, caught up by the train.
Did you guys, so just to give you guys a recap, we're not moving forward with anything on your property, so you don't have to worry about that. Was there anything else that you guys were coming up to hear about?
No, tonight? I enjoyed them.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know what's going on.
Okay, that's good. We appreciate that.
I like that.
And so motions are made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for August 20th is adjourned at 1942.